Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is NFL Hall of Famer Michael Irvin. Michael, brought to you by the VA New England Healthcare. Get the benefits you deserve at vacarecares.us and New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well, guys. I'm doing well. We're in playoff time, and that's always a good time. That means everybody got to tape it tighter, get it ready, because now is win or go home.
Now, you know that our interest is in a certain wild card playoff game here at Gillette tomorrow night, and we'll talk a lot about that. But you're kind of our Dallas hookup, so you got to tell me, what the hell is going on with the Cowboys and the coaching situation?
Well, you know, what's so strange about it is we're seeing stuff that you just don't see in professional sports like this. And that's Jerry being trying to be very loyal to Coach Garrett and the way that thing is playing out. You know, you knew it was going to be a tough decision. Jerry's invested a lot into Coach Garrett with getting him to this point. And honestly, probably still hoping to get return on investment as opposed to just letting him go and seeing someone else maybe capturing him and him going and doing better things somewhere else. You know, just like if you think about it, look at even Coach Belichick, what happened in Cleveland, even though I thought they were turning things around in Cleveland to what he's doing now in New England. You think anybody could have imagined he was going to end up the greatest coach of all time when he was leaving Cleveland? But that's exactly what he did. You know, he needed the time he spent in Cleveland. He needed the time he spent everywhere to gather the knowledge to become who he is, which is, I think, the greatest coach we've ever seen, period, across all sports.
Michael, all the Patriots needed to do was beat Miami to get a first-round bye, and they couldn't do it at home. What was your biggest takeaway from that game?
Listen, man, I couldn't even imagine what their locker room was like, you know, after the game. Because, you know, everybody, you played this whole season trying to get that bye. And I promise you, I tried to put myself in that situation. You know, because we played the last game of the season a couple times where if we win, we were going to get the bye. If we lost, we were going to have to play that following week on wild card, you know, that Giants game, if you remember when Emmitt had the bad shoulder, that game, if we won, we got the bye. We actually won that game and got the bye. And I tried to figure what would that be like going back in that locker room, man, knowing you had that game. And I didn't play the Giants one time. We played Arizona one time, both division games. But you know, the Giants game was a tough game. Arizona game, we beat Arizona, and we've always beaten Arizona, so I try to liken it to that. You know, like you beat Miami, you always beat Miami. You know, you have different games sometimes down in Miami, but you always beat them at home. And I can tell you, I know those guys were in that locker room, like, what did we just do? Oh, my God. And now they have to turn and get right back on that field after you're dealing with the, you know, I don't call it depression, but depression of losing that game. That's a tough emotional turnaround, man. I guarantee you those guys were sitting in that locker room, and they're trying to get to wrap their minds around it. So we just got to move. We got to move. And if anybody can do it, the best in the business can do it, and that's Bill Belichick. We'll talk a lot. People will say a lot. But I refuse to jump off that wagon, because right here, playoff football is about one or two coaching decisions, one or two plays on the field. That's going to determine these games. That's what determines one or two coaching decisions, one or two plays. And when you ask me, I'm always betting on Bill or betting on Tom in those situations.
Michael, normally a matchup between Tom Brady and Ryan Tannehill would be a slam dunk Tom Brady cruise to victory, but you could easily argue the better quarterback over the second half of this season was Ryan Tannehill. Do you believe Ryan Tannehill is ready to come to Gillette Stadium and put his team in position to upset the Patriots?
Well, we give the credit to the quarterback. I believe Derrick Henry and the way he's running that ball, Ryan Tannehill's success is coming off play action. I mean, play action, man, it's passer ratings through the roof off play action, and that's because he's handing that ball off to the NFL leading rusher, and everybody's stepping up because that's a big old boy that you got to come and tackle. And then when they do that, when you do that, he is Ryan pulling the ball out, and he's finding A.J. Brown. I've been talking about this. I said, man, these guys here also have formed their own triplets, and they're rolling right now. A.J. Brown, you know, A.J. Brown told us when we did the combine, he and me and Steve, we were sitting there doing the combine. He walked up to us, and he was like, hey, you know, you guys are slipping on me, man. Nobody's talking about me. He said, I'm going to tell you right now, you're slipping. I'm going to be the one that makes the difference when I come in this league and make an impact. And I be darned. Every time I'm watching this boy, I say, oh, this dude told us this, man. We sat right there. I thought, this is a big old joke. It's a big joker, man. And the dude is playing. He said we were slipping, and we actually were slipping on him because I think he makes all the difference, in the world for that team. Can you imagine being Corey Davis? Corey Davis has been there for years and could not put on this kind of performance that this kid is putting on right now. In Tennessee, they stuck with those first-round draft choices, Mariota and Corey Davis, and now they got these two guys, Tannehill and A.J. Brown, and they are taking off.
Talking to Hall of Fame wide receiver and NFL Network analyst Michael Irvin. Now, this is going to be hard for you to do. I want you to take your Dallas Cowboys affiliation and set it aside for a minute. If you're Josh McDaniels, are you better off as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys or the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, man, that's not even let's just stop playing. that's not even a question to be asked right there, man. All due respect, the Dallas Cowboys is the Dallas Cowboys. My affiliation attached to it or not, you know, it's one of those straws that stir the drink in the NFL, one of the biggest brands in the NFL. And if you can take the Dallas Cowboys and say you can do what I call occur with them, occur. If you can take the Cowboys and do occur, yeah, I'm talking about Steve Kerr, because the Golden State Warriors had a lot of that talent already with Mark Jackson. Steve Kerr came in and fit the talent to a system that was more applicable. And they took off and started winning championships. And honestly, the right coach, you have the pieces. If you can come to Dallas and get the right system, put it in place, you can do a Steve Kerr. There's no doubt in my mind. We can't even compare those two jobs.
Michael, I think it's obviously a guessing game, but everybody's doing it right now. What do you expect Tom Brady will be doing at the start of next season?
I think he's going to be running out on that football field in New England, saying, let's go. That's right. You know, now, how we get there, because I really don't know the hold up. I really don't know the situation. Or maybe it's just, you know, back and forth at this place and this time. It's more of a control thing. You know, so I'm getting older. You know, the man doesn't want to lose control. And I'm not talking about Tom. I'm talking about the main man, Belichick. And Tom is putting his elder statesmen on the line. But all in all, there are a lot of smart people that I think these guys listen to. And all of those smart people will tell them you're better off together than you ever would be apart. And I think he'll be running out on that field next year saying, let's go. Now, it may be maybe that's his last year, but I certainly do think Tom will be back in New England again.
History tells us that the teams not playing this weekend probably have the best chance to win the Super Bowl. But as you prepare for all these games, the four games, which team playing this weekend do you think is best suited to go to and maybe win the Super Bowl?
It's a good question, man. You know, at sometime early in the season, before all the injuries, you probably had New Orleans and Seattle in front of New England as far as playing this weekend and having a chance to get to the Super Bowl. Right now, I really just got New Orleans probably having a great chance at getting to a Super Bowl now out of the teams that's playing this weekend. If you ask me where would I place my hand upon on what team, it would definitely be New Orleans.
the last MVP to win a
Super Bowl. Can you imagine playing this weekend? You're 13-3. Are you joking? You mean tell me I just went through a season and I broke back 13-3 and I'm lining up today on wild card? I'm lining up this weekend on wild card weekend. That's amazing. That is, say what you will, man. That's mind boggling. When we're 12-4, 13-3, you always got your bye. You always got a bye in this league. And now you're 13-3, and you are 11-5, and you got to go on the road. Or something. I'm like, this is crazy stuff, man. I'm not talking crazy and let's go reseed, because I still want to do just what we've been doing. Even though people started saying you're just doing that because you want the Cowboys. No. We don't want to diminish the divisions. That's what I don't want to diminish the division winning. That's the process by which we've always played. I like that process. But I just could. I would be scratching and clawing if I'm 13-3, 12-4, or even 11-5 and going on the road to play. That's just crazy to me.
The last player to win NFL MVP in the Super Bowl in the same season was Kurt Warner. Is Lamar Jackson going to be the next?
He's definitely going to win the MVP right now. There's no doubt about it, even though, you know, we just do our receivers wrong. I'm not saying he's not deserving, but I'm just saying Michael Thomas, I think, is deserving of much more talk about that MVP and a much more opportunity to win that MVP than we all give him credit for. But I do believe Lamar Jackson will win the MVP. I, right now, actually have the San Francisco 49ers coming in and winning the Super Bowl. But Lamar still, he will have that chance. I thought the last game, if those two meet again, I would give San Francisco the edge over Baltimore, because you got to see Baltimore more than once before you can really put a hold on that offense. And they did a pretty good job holding them 17 points all game long. And then, of course, Baltimore kicked that field goal at the end of the game to win the game.
Do you think Stephon Gilmore is still the defensive player of the year, or did he maybe lose that this past Sunday?
Well, I don't think he – I wouldn't say that he lost it this past Sunday. But I tell you what, I'm sure looking forward to seeing him and A.J. Brown play, boy, because that's a good one. Yesterday I was in Houston, I interviewed DeAndre Hopkins. And, oh, God, and they'll start playing. It's going to be some desperate stuff, you know. And I asked, you know, first I read the quote from Trey White about DeAndre saying, you know, they called him, he only had two catches for 30-something yards, and they called him the best in the league, but I don't think so. And then I asked DeAndre, I said, well, how do you see? You get a chance to play against the best in the league, Gilmore's, the Ramsey's. I said, rank them for me, you know. Of course, by giving them the quote first, that put them in a certain frame of mind, you know. I said, rank them. And he dropped them all the way to six. And he talked about Gilmore. He said, you know, he said he's not like Ramsey and Gilmore and those kinds of guys that he has to go up against, man. And even off camera, we talked about those cornerbacks, you know. And he talked about Gilmore. He said, man, he's such a smart player. You see, he feels like he's a step ahead. So sometimes even when you think you're ahead of him thinking-wise, you have to readjust yourself to make a tough catch, because he's always right there. For me, he is. I've said that earlier in the year, that he is the defensive player of the year.
You obviously know a little something about gold jackets, Canton, Ohio, and busts. The Hall of Fame announced their finalists for this year. Former Patriot Richard Seymour is on the list again. When you look at Richard Seymour and what he did for the early phase of this dynasty, do you see a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And it's so funny. I you know, Seymour was a good dude, man, and a good friend. And I don't know, I don't remember the game, but I remember we were doing a game in New England, and I saw Seymour, and he and I would run into each other in all season and always talk. You know, I would text him and stuff. And This is a bad man. Y'all, Seymour's a bad dude, man. He's a bad dude. I remember looking at him, and we had been talking on the phone, so I come walking over to him. I'm getting ready to go walk over to him while he's warming up. And, you know, he puts the hand down like, don't come over here. Like, don't come over here. I was like, well, so I stopped. And then I looked, like, what's up, man? Like, you mad at me? Did I say something wrong? Did I do? Then he looked at me and looked towards Bill, like, you're a Hall of Famer, man. You don't worry about that. And that right there, I promise you, on my father, people ask me now, what's going on in Dallas? I said, they don't have that right there. You gotta have some kind of fear that pushes you into your best you in this game. And Belichick knows how to create that fear and not lose that respect. And that is a hard place to balance. When you can get that from a Richard Seymour, I'm like, dude, you know, I was sitting there thinking like, oh my God. And then I thought about it. Why am I saying, oh my God? Jimmy Johnson had some of that. Jimmy Johnson had me like that. Hey, dude, no, not right now. I'll call you later. Don't come over here, Jimmy Johnson, looking. You know what I'm saying? It's incredible, man. But it's just a real respect, man. And I understand what he is. But absolutely, Seymour deserves to be in the Hall, man.
Michael, we always appreciate the time. Enjoy Wild Card Weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. I'm looking forward to this one, man. We are at a great place. Let's enjoy. And I tell people this as I use that Kerr analogy. Stop hoping, because people are hoping. I'm sorry. I was here. I know what it is on a dynasty. People are waiting to see that thing crumble. You like to see somebody build one, and then you want to see it crumble. All other stuff in between is just wearing time. People want to see you build. They want to see you fall. That's the reality of it all. And I keep telling people, stop expecting a Golden State-like crash in New England, because it's not going to happen that way. So stop expecting them, man. Looking forward to a great game this weekend.